A weak disturbance rolled through the region during the early morning hours, bringing a little light rain and snow and even a few light sleet pellets to the region. Snow did cover the ground in some of our higher elevations. That disturbance has moved well off to the east. It's off the coast now. Clouds have lingered through much of the day, though we've seen at least a couple of breaks of sunshine attempt to poke through. Further west, there's a rather substantial storm system that is impacting the nation's midsection. To the south of the system, in the warm sector, there is the threat for severe weather and flooding from Missouri south to Texas. North of the warm front, there's a rather large area of fog that extends from Ohio all the way into the western Great Lakes area. And on the western side of the low, there is some wintry weather impacting portions of the Dakotas. This storm will track into the Great Lakes area during the next couple of days. It will track to our west, putting us on the warm side of the system. So we'll see a warm-up. We're also going to see quite a bit of wind and some much-needed rain in our area as we work through the second half of the week. In the short term, though, things will remain quiet. So for tonight, we'll see a partly to mostly cloudy sky. It will be on the cool side, but not really cold for this time of year, as temperatures fall back into the 30s and low 40s. During the day tomorrow, any early sun will fade quickly as clouds increase with the approach of that warm front. We'll also increase the chances for showers as we work through the day tomorrow. The breezes will begin to increase from the south and southwest, and those warm breezes will push temperatures up into the 50s and low 60s. Tomorrow night, we will see clouds and the chance for some showers. It is going to be a gusty night with a fairly mild air mass in place, so it won't be too cold for Halloween night, but there is that threat for at least some showers. And as we work into the day on Friday, that storm will be tracking across southern Canada. That will sweep the cold front across the area. So the day will start off with clouds and periods of rain. It will be warm as well. Temperatures on Friday will move up into the 60s. We could even touch 70 in spots. Rain should tend to wrap up as we go through the day. We could even see a few sunny breaks by Friday afternoon, and then it will turn progressively cooler as we work into the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, showers developing, breezy, high in the mid to upper 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the 30s, becoming cloudy with showers developing tomorrow, breezy, high in the mid to upper 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 40. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with a chance of showers, breezy, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with showers developing, breezy, high in the upper 50s to around 60. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with rain likely, especially during the first half of the day, windy and warm with highs in the 60s, and on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of showers, mainly north and west of Albany, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.